Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Fast Five. It is May 18th. The week started out a little bit slow by Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. We were hitting full throttle in retail news. It was really hard to even figure out where to start this week. But let's start where it seems like we always end up starting and where, quite frankly, it seems like you all, the listeners and the readers, want us to start. And that's with Amazon, because Amazon had big news this week. Amazon said to the world, "Hello, Chicago." That's right. In case you missed it, Amazon announced that they're opening two more Go stores. The timing is still undetermined, but they've said they're going to open stores in San Francisco and Chicago. San Francisco, this totally makes sense. I used to live there. The convenience store experience is horrible. And of course, you've got the technical affluence, as well as just a higher demographic and higher income level. So I think this will go over very well there. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Go almost becomes Yogi synonymous for, hey, I'm in my flow, don't mess with me, I need my banh mi sandwich, get the hell out of my way, because I got deals to slay and pictures of my food to post. All right, but Chicago's even more interesting. Chicago? Who else is in Chicago? Walgreens. That's right, Walgreens. So don't be surprised if this is another move like Jeff Bezos tends to do, which is putting his foot on the throat of his competition and saying, look at this, Walgreens, we're going to take the convenience side of your business. We're going to destroy it, and we're going to have our Prime members pay the capital for us to build all these stores. And over time, your product is going to become less valuable, and suddenly, I'm going to buy you at a very cheap discount and suddenly get myself into the pharmacy business. Meanwhile, all of Chicago cries like they historically do, "Duh, Bezos." All right, number two. This one came out just on Thursday. Kroger has bought a stake in Ocado. Now, if you remember, Ocado, they were the belle of the ball at Shop Talk this year. Ocado is the online grocer that specializes in direct-to-consumer grocery fulfillment. All of their warehouses are highly automated. They're killing it over in the UK. Kroger also said, has bought a position in them. In exchange for a 5% stake in the company, they're going to be allowed to license Ocado's technology throughout the United States. Rumors are they're planning to build 20 new automated warehouses throughout the country. And they also get claims to Ocado's profits outside of the United States as they start to license their technology to other parts of the world through this deal. Incredibly smart move by Kroger. I wouldn't be surprised if grocery retailers across the country are now saying, holy shit, what do we do next? All right, number three. We're starting to get into earnings season. Lots of companies released earnings this week. Macy's, really strong performance against expectations. Walmart, right on expectations. JCPenney's, Home Depot, a little bit below. At the end of the day, I'm going to sound like a politician here, but I don't know how to make out anything from these earnings estimates. How do we know anything more now than we knew 3 months ago about any of these companies, given everything that's been going on? It's still hard to piece the picture together. Macy's, I gotta be honest with you, I don't know how you're different than you were 3 months ago. And Walmart, yeah, it's great to see your online e-commerce growth back up. But as I said, back at the early part of this year, don't be surprised if your growth is up, because what's concerning though, in the earnings statement as well, is that your margins have continued to decline for a fourth consecutive quarter. Meaning, is it possible that you bought that growth? We just don't know. And like I always complain about in these earnings statements, they're about as easy to read as the color of charcoal. All right, number four, and this one really punched me in the gut. It's also about Walmart. Not surprisingly, Walmart announced this week that they're killing their scan and go testing in 150 roughly of their stores. Now, if you've ever seen the movie The Gladiator, starring Russell Crowe, and of course, my favorite, Joaquin Phoenix as Commodus, I feel much like he did when he said, "I'm terribly vexed." In fact, I kind of want to go to the Commodus on this one. This makes no sense to me. Scan and go technology potentially is part of the future of retail. And Walmart's rationale for quitting the test was that customers were leery of it. But who the hell cares? It's not a technology that people have to use. It's a technology that people can choose to use. How does that make sense when you compare and contrast it with the fact that Amazon Go looks to be successful in Seattle, is now rolling out in San Francisco and Chicago? It doesn't make sense. Customers who don't want to use it can still check out through the traditional methods. Experiment with this. It's a key point as the future of retail unfolds. Mobile is one of the bridges that allows us to understand online and offline data at the same time, harnessing a new understanding of our consumer and the ability to understand what's happening in our physical spaces differently than we ever have before. It makes no sense, Walmart, that you would kill this test. All right, number five. This one's going to sound a little bit off the beaten path, but I think it's funny, and I've been a little bit more negative today than I was last week for sure, and so I wanted to just highlight a little bit of something for a piece of humor at the end. Aldo, that's right, you heard it here, the shoe company, Aldo, announced that they're making a new app to help you try on shoes. Now, I love this because there are two things I hate in the world of retail. One is asking somebody to find my size when I could easily just push a button and have that size brought out to me. It makes no sense. And the second has nothing to do with the first, and it's deli counters. That's right, deli counters. When my wife asks me to go get a half pound of Genoa, I can never say that right, salami at the deli, it's literally 5 to 10 minutes of my life I want back. Why? Because it's the bottleneck of all bottlenecks. I have to stand in line with a bunch of other people and wait as some guy gyrates against a big heavy piece of machinery and then he asks me, too thin? There has to be a much better way to do this. Has to be something to make it a more efficient use of my time. All right, that concludes everything for this week. Excuse me. Please stick with us for After the Five, where Ann and Carter and I will break down the news of the week in further detail. I'm also looking forward to Carter's segment, Who's More Millennial, Chris or Ann? Hopefully I'll continue to redeem myself as I did last week. Also, a couple of exciting announcements. Number one, Ann and I and Red Archer Retail and OmniTalk have recently formed this week an alliance with the O Alliance, a new partnership with the O Alliance and Andrea Weiss. And we're looking forward to working with them on the future of retail and creating a new and better retail for tomorrow. And then lastly, the transcript of my Microsoft Fireside Chat last week as part of the Retail Tomorrow Immersion Series should be coming out soon. And when it does, we'll be sure to send that out to all of you. So as always, be careful out there.